Welcome to the Rev Farmer Tim Show, sponsored by Old St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. Today's episode, sourdough bread and how it is a symbol of the life of the church. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Rev Farmer Tim Show. Glad to have you here today. This is episode 2 of the new podcast that I've started. I'm the rector at Old St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Bloomfield, Connecticut, a wonderful community that I am blessed to have the opportunity to serve. And I started this podcast because I wanted to just look at some ordinary things in life and see how they might symbolize or speak to the way that God is present in our lives. So today I want to talk to you about sourdough bread. For most of us, the world, we have been in lockdown. That's right. We have had to stay at home to stay safe from this coronavirus that has hit us here in the year 2020. And so I have been actually learning how to bake and or make sourdough bread. Now, a friend of mine, Sarah Scotto, shout out to her for giving me a sample of starter, got me into this, and she sent me a couple links for how you can make sourdough bread and how you can make other things, waffles, popovers, crumpets, you name it. There's all kinds of things you can make with sourdough bread. So I have been fascinated by this process. Well, one of the things that I've learned in it is you have to take this starter and every day you have to feed it, usually twice a day, every 12 hours. So you take the starter and you take all of it, but about half a cup. You leave that half a cup in a container. You add one cup of flour and you add half a cup of lukewarm water. You mix that all up. And that's what's called feeding the starter. The starter, which is flour, water, yeast, has to constantly be fed. And in the interaction of all those things, the yeast produces and ferments and grows the starter, and it's able to maintain and be used on a variety of occasions. Now, as I said, you know, twice a day you do this. And usually what you do is you have to take everything out of that starter but half a cup. Now, the stuff you take out is typically called discard, right? So if you didn't take out discard, every time you fed the starter, it would grow bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it would be bursting at the seams of your house. So you got to make sure that you do this. Well, one of the things that kind of threw me was that, you know, we call this part that we take off discard, and I'm guessing a lot of people do that, just that. They discard it. They throw it away. So I was thinking about that and was like, man, there's surely something I can do with this. And so I looked around on the internet. My friend sent me some links to where you can actually use the discard, which really what's different from that and part of the starter you might use for making sourdough bread, for example, is the discard is kind of less alive. It's not as bubbly. It's not as active as what's going on in the starter. So because that discard has been taken away from the feeding process. So I learned that you could use this discard, but if you want to make something that's truly sourdough-y, like a big round loaf of sourdough bread, you take the starter, you get it fed, you let it sit for about 2 or 3 hours, then you take that as it's fermented and gotten bubbly and has grown, and you take a piece of that and you put it in with your flour, sugar, salt, water, and you can let it sit overnight and then make a bread, and then you go back to feeding that starter again, right? It sounds more complicated than it really is. But this discard, if you don't throw it away, you can use it in other things. I found a popover recipe that works, found a pancake recipe that works, found crumpets. Those were a discard or a recipe I could use. But anyways, as I've been going through this, I've made like 2 or 3 loaves of sourdough bread, some popovers, crumpets. One day for the kids, I made some waffles. One of the things that got me thinking about this was how this sourdough process, in a sense, symbolizes the church's process. So imagine that each one of us were the sourdough starter, right? We're ready. We're excited. We're ready to grow. We're ready to be passionate. We're ready to do our thing that we're gifted with, right? And so we get fed when we go to church, when we gather with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We get fed, just like the flower and the water feed the starter. We get fed by the word of Scripture. We get fed by the sacraments. I mean, literally, we get fed through the bread and the wine and the presence of Christ in those, in our sacramental life. And so I was thinking about that as how we get fed. Now, interestingly enough, we also can grow and flourish, and this idea of being discarded is a little bit like shocking. Now, again, every symbol has its limitations, but I like to think about the fact that when we are out proclaiming the word, when we are out sharing the love of Jesus, when we're out feeding people and clothing people and freeing those whose lives feel like a prison, we are taking what has grown in us and we are sharing that with the world. We're not discarding it. In fact, if we just throw it away, what a broken or lost use of the gifts we have. So just like the discard makes all these wonderful recipes come alive, so too with the feeding of us by the presence of Jesus and the sharing of what has grown in us with those whom we meet. Whether it's discard or it's the bubbly stuff that we do when we're together as the body of Christ, no matter what, we are fed and then we are invited to become like the sourdough bread and feed the world. Now think about that for a minute. Think about it in light of communion. We have this bread and this wine every Sunday. And lately, we've had to do spiritual communion because we've not been able to partake of the actual bread and the wine. But when you, if you stop and think about it for a minute, we get fed by the presence of Christ in that bread and that wine. And then we are not to just go sit on our laurels and not do anything with it. We're actually being fed by the Spirit to go into the world and feed it. So in a sense, it's like we're that sourdough starter, and then we go and feed others and we help them become sourdough starter. Now, I know that the imagery might sound a little corny, but really, in these everyday things, throughout life, we can see all these different ways in our interactions and relationships in the world that radiate the very reality of the life-giving presence of God that we've come to know in the love of Jesus. So, as goofy as it might sound, working with this sourdough starter and making bread and using discard, I have been able to envision and hold on to the beauty that we are called to be as the body of Christ. We, the people of Old St. Andrews, the other churches we know, other members of the body of Christ, we are called into the world to feed it. So we gather as the church and we are fed. And as starter, we then go in and we creatively use our gifts in the world to feed the world. So I hope as you're sitting at home, as you're working on projects, as you're trying to figure out how to get through maybe the doldrums of this stay-at-home process, let me know. I can bring you a little bit of starter and would invite you to do a little sourdough work of your own and meditate in that process on how it is that God is calling you to feed the world. Thank you, friends, for listening. It's always good to just share with you some of the quirky things that go through my heart and my mind as I'm thinking about how God's calling us. It's wonderful to be with you, and I do hope and pray that as we continue to stay home and stay safe, that you will sense the presence of God in the ordinary things that you're doing in your daily lives and understand that that love is there to feed you, and then you are invited in whatever way it might be through your gifts to feed the world. God bless, everyone. We'll see you next time on the Rev Functions.